Hey everyone, and welcome back to episode minisode, babysode.
Episode 75.
It is. We're keen for this. We're about to dive into some holidays. By the time you hear this, we'll be long gone. However, we're excited because something that we've been working on for many, many years and exploring lots of different prototypes and different ways. It's officially alive, Dars.
It is. And it's not we, lad. This is you. This 100% is you. I have nothing at all to do with the creativity of this, the genius of this. I have nothing. I'm claiming zero. And not even from a humble perspective. Like, it's literally zero. What you're about to hear, ladies and gentlemen, is 100% Steve Clayton.
I appreciate that, bro. But you've been a great friend because I've been super excited about this and keep bouncing around all this stuff we've been working on behind the scenes. But anyway, after many months and many years, it's officially ready to launch the What's the Deal trading card game that I've been working on for so long and playing with my family and putting together with Dan Heck, who's an unreal artist, to put together all the cards and the characters.
Not to be confused with Dan Beck, who's an unreal lad.
Yeah, that's right. Shout out to you, Dan Beck. No, Dan Heck with a H. And then I've been working with some of the smartest people ever to like put together essentially this project. Not only is a physical game that you can play with your mates with your favorite beverage in hand, I've got a whiskey in hand, but it's something that you can play at work, at home. It's really easy to play, but we've also then added a Web3 component to this, which is NFTs. And you're listening to this and you probably don't own one. I would guess 99.99% of the world currently does not hold an NFT, never owned one, doesn't know what it is, foreign concept. And Darcy J. Smythe today, because it's official, it's live. Part of this card game, when you pre-order a box of the What's the Deal card game, first edition, delivered to your door anywhere around the world, you get 5 collectible NFTs airdropped to your account. And there's 999 NFTs in the collection. They're on reveal, meaning it's a lucky dip, Das. We'll see what you get tonight, mate. Could be anything. But there's actually 40 ultra rare cards that if you get, there's some massive real world perks, bro.
You could win. And but here's the thing. Complete that sentence.
You could win $2,000 cash prize.
Okay.
Straight up by pulling a card.
I'm going to pull a card tonight, which is going to be awesome. I'm going to have my first NFT. Like, this is like literally happening live. I haven't set this up. I don't know how to set up a MetaMask wallet. I don't know.
Darcy's brand new.
Nada. So if this is your first NFT, I'm going through the journey with you. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I have some friends.
Yeah. Welcome.
Digital friends. Great.
Digital friends.
But I will say this. If I pull the card that gets me the $2,000,
yeah, sure.
No part of me is sitting there going, bro, no, I don't want to take $2,000.
No,
if
you're
I get
taking
that
it.
$2,000, bro, I'm taking the two
no,
grand.
No, you're taking
I
it.
Really
Absolutely
am,
taking
that,
it.
Because
here's
matters.
The thing.
This has to be real.
Here's the thing. You will actually own 5 NFTs. Now, these NFTs actually have value and they can be resold and they can be traded on the blockchain. And who knows where this project goes in many, many years. Like, this is momentous, bro. Like, this is your first NFT. NFT technology will 1000% impact your life in the future. Every single one of us will be interacting with NFTs in the future. This is a great way to learn what it is and how it operates early and why it has value.
Curious. I often go to the, you often go to a pub and you see the, what's it called, like Pick the Joker.
Mm.
You know, the Pick the Joker draw that I'll do on a Thursday night where all the ladies and gents will mosey on down from the RSL and go to the local pub and you pay your $2 and your name gets picked out of a hat and you get to draw the Joker. What's it called? Sure. There's the Joker or something,
jag
whatever.
The Joker or, yeah,
and if
yeah.
you pick the Joker, you get $5,200 or whatever
yeah,
it may
yeah,
be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Curious. Is this like a Jag the Joker style thing? Like if I'm early picking,
mm-hmm.
am I less likely to pick the one?
Well, I suppose, but there's 40 pull cards. So the other cards that you can get, is there's 1 of 5 secret rare full art cards. So you'll get actually a 1 of 5 actual slabbed card signed by Dan Heck, the illustrator. So that's like a 1 of 1 physical edition. Cool. And then if you pull a one of 33 gem mint 10s, so there's only 1 perfect card of each prospect.
Yes.
You'll actually receive a holographic 1 of 1 card as well. And you'll receive 1% royalties of all future sales. You get to come up with you get to create a new prospect in addition to, so you get to come up with your own parody based character that you want to put in the next game. Yeah. And you also get creative commons of the character. So let's say you pull a Gem Mint 10, the Don, and you want to make his face onto some golf balls. In the future, you'll actually be able to use his face on golf balls and sell it to our community.
That's cool. I reckon I know who I'd create as a character too.
Yeah, who would you make for addition to?
I'd create Tiger Wouldn't.
That's great. All right, Das, we're gonna walk you through this, man.
Let's do it. All right.
So step number one is you need a MetaMask.
Should I, you know, share my screen or something so that people can see what I'm doing on screen if they want to?
Yeah, for sure, man.
I'll get rid of my tabs. People don't need to see what I've been doing today at work. That's none of anyone's business except my own.
The what's the deal?
I'm going to share my screen. Glove. People are going to see the MetaMask wallet I create. They're going to see a lot of what I'm creating here. So the least I could do is turn off my work stuff. All right, let's have a look.
Love it. So we're going to go to MetaMask.io. Now, for those that are wondering, what's MetaMask? What is this thing? So as Das has gone there. So MetaMask is essentially going to be the wallet that will connect and hold your NFTs. Think of it as like your digital bank account, but it can not only hold cryptocurrency, like money, like your digital bank account, it can also hold digital assets though. So these NFTs are like one of one pictures, but they're stamped on the blockchain, meaning we can actually verifiably show that Darcy now owns this NFT. So Das, all you need to do is download the MetaMask. It's an extension for your computer, or you can download it as an app. Now you're going to install MetaMask
for Chrome?
Yeah, Chrome's no worries at all. And so we're going to set up an account here. And just simply add that on as a web extension. So it's going to add.
Go ahead and add that on there.
Going to add that on. So this is essentially what you're going to use to interact with OpenSea as well. Now, if you're wondering, like, what's OpenSea? That's where these. Now, there's heaps of other variations to MetaMask, and there's heaps of other variations to OpenSea, but these are just the ones that are decent, right? Ones that work well, and yeah, a lot of people trust them. So OpenSea is essentially
turn on sync or nah.
Whatever you like, bro. No, it should be all good. So yeah, this is essentially the place that holds your NFTs, and this is what we're going to connect with OpenSea, which is like eBay. It's like where you list and sell and transact and work all of your accounts. Now, when you're setting up your MetaMask wallet, now, Das, I might get you to stop sharing at one point when it gets to the secret words and stuff as well.
Okay, but I go get started.
Get started and walk through the prompts. Now, it's really straightforward.
Help us improve MetaMask. I don't know what I'm agreeing to, but I agree. Just like 99% of people would click right here.
Yeah, it's all the normal stuff. So we're going to agree to an account. Get yourself set up. Now, we're going to create a wallet.
Okay,
and so we're going to create, because you don't have a wallet at all. We're setting it up for the brand new time. So set up a password, Das.
I'll stop share here.
This is where you stop share, yeah. So we just set up a simple profile. It's really straightforward to set up. But there will be a point, Das, that you hit where it gives you a whole bunch of secret words. Now, these 16 secret words, I think it's 16 from memory. These are the things that you want to keep as safe can be. Mm-hmm. Like take a screenshot of it. Literally, maybe handwrite them your down. Wallet.
Before getting started, watch this short video to learn about your secret recovery phrase and learn how to keep your wallet safe. Do I just click next and you'll explain to me what that is?
Exactly. So the secret phrase is essentially these 16 words that essentially are they're automatically generated for you, but they're your 16 secret words that are essentially your phrase that is linked to your MetaMask wallet.
I love this. This is FAQ. Should I share my secret recovery phrase? Never. Ever share your secret recovery phrase, not even with MetaMask. If someone asks for your recovery phrase, they are likely trying to scam you and steal your wallet funds. Okay.
Yep. So never, ever, ever.
Okay. I click here to reveal secret words. This is awesome. I'm going to take a photo with my phone.
Yeah. So keep this safe. I've literally even handwritten this down on a piece of paper and like stashed it.
Okay, so the words are silly, pumpkin, nutcake. All right.
And by a wallet address is?
Yeah.
No, it's pretty straightforward. So yeah, you set up your wallet. This is what's going to hold all of your crypto. If you have crypto, it's going to hold your NFTs in the future as well. All that good stuff. It's going to interact with OpenSea. So once you've got it all set up, Das will continue down the path. But while you're getting that set up.
Okay. You keep talking. I've been asked to confirm my thing, so I'll,
yeah,
I'll
you'll
do that.
You'll do a few little sort of phases where it'll say, "Hey, do this, do that. Make sure you're, you know, who you are." Pretty straightforward.
Okay.
But anyway, team, this is a bit of the collection that we can see here. So as you can see here, there's we've only revealed the first five NFTs. So Das, you're the second human ever to collect some of this collection. So as you can see here, there's plenty though that are unrevealed, and all of these are complete luck of the draw. So as you can see here, there is plenty to go out. So there's been a bunch of pre-orders. So thank you to everyone that's pre-ordered at wtdcards.com/pre-order. It's 99 Aussie dollars to pre-order a box. And that will also get you the five NFTs airdropped into your wallet, including shipping worldwide. So pretty cool.
Nice. Well, what shipping is involved? It's all digital.
No, the actual box.
Oh, the actual box itself. Yeah,
of the game.
So I'm gonna get my own box.
Yeah, this is awesome. So it's a way that we can have a lot of fun in terms of adding a collectible nature to the game, having some fun in terms of long-term utility and access.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, creating a way that we can create some fun in the build up to the boxes getting shipped all around the world. So as you can see here, these are the first cards that have been revealed. No Gem Mint 10s have been revealed yet. We've got a Bogan Kylie, we've got a Brad, we've got an Oprah Winfrey in a Gem Mint 9, so that's decent. We've got a Porky Hilton in a 6, and we've got a Jenny Pitt in an 8, so we'll see what happens.
Love it. Hey, should I share screen? I'm now into my MetaMask.
Yep.
And I can see 0 ETH, which is equal to 0 US dollars.
Oh, good.
I share screen or keep this secret still?
No, so you should have a wallet address now somewhere along your lines. It'll be like a string of a lot of letters and numbers and things.
It says account one and then has a lot going on.
Yeah, so it'll be quite a large lot of digits.
yep.
And you normally can copy that as like a string of letters and numbers.
I can do that. Cool.
So that's your address. That's what you call your MetaMask wallet address. Now, if you head to OpenSea, OpenSea.io is where you want to, and this is where you might want to actually share your screen, Das, is go to OpenSea.io. Now, OpenSea.io is essentially, where we can pick some... pick some random cards to airdrop over to you, because Das is in for one of the first of the boxes. So there's only 999 of the first edition boxes available as well, which is a lot of fun. So nice. Das, on the top right hand side here, you'll see that the little wallet icon, and this is where you'll see that you can actually connect your wallet to OpenSea. So if you click that, you'll go MetaMask, and this is where you'll actually be able to connect your MetaMask wallet to OpenSea. And so this is how you interact with, say, buying NFTs on OpenSea or transacting, listing, selling, all of that type of thing. You can go ahead and connect those and you'll essentially have it ready. But Das, if you want to put your wallet address in the Zoom link chat, beautiful. And once it's connected, it will essentially create you an OpenSea profile.
Welcome to OpenSea, accept and sign.
Yep. So this is essentially connecting your wallet to OpenSea. So this signing thing that you see here is you essentially interacting on the blockchain and long-term when you're actually interacting with NFTs. Whenever you sign for something, you're essentially ledging on the blockchain. And this is where NFT technology is super rad. You can essentially prove that, hey, I own this picture. Even if it's a copy, there's no, you can never replicate it.
Okay, great. Sorry, Steve, you cut off. Sorry, keep going.
All good. So see that the letters and numbers on the top right there where it's OX83?
Yeah, that's my MetaMask wallet.
Yep. So if you copy that, mate, and paste it into the chat.
Into our chat.
Into the Zoom chat.
Do I get to like name myself here?
You can create your profile in the future for sure. But this is where your cards will eventually show up in your OpenSea account.
There you go. There's the wallet address.
Awesome. So Das, we get to pick some cards.
All right.
And transfer it your way. So I'm going to grab your wallet address in here. Okay. Sweet. So, Das, this is all obviously completely random. When we minted this onto the blockchain with the smart contract, it's essentially coded that it's completely scrambled. And the way that the code has been written, it can't be deciphered. So this is completely random, completely luck of the draw. And so what we'll do, mate, is you tell me what column you like. Column 1, 2, 3, or 4. We'll scroll down. I'll go scroll, 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 scroll until you say stop.
Give me a little scroll.
And then you tell me when to stop, okay? So we're going column 1, would you say? Which column do you want to pick? Because I'll leave my mouse on one of them. And when you say stop, I'll stop and click on that one. So
gotcha.
Colin, one, two, three, or
no,
four?
I'm more feeling out the cards as they move.
Well, they're all okay.
Yeah,
well,
I know they're all random. That's totally fine. There it is. That was the one. Go back up two scrolls.
One?
Go back up two scrolls. No. Up one more. One more. There you go. And then on the right. The right of that one. There. That's it.
This one.
That
here?
Was it. Yeah, I'm okay. Feeling him.
We're feeling it. All right. Yep. So we're going to click into this one.
And this is my first ever NFT.
This is your first ever NFT. Now, depending on how much activity is on the blockchain, how the internet's going, this could be either super fast, could be a little slow, but we will see. We will see. So essentially, we're going to click in here and then we're going to transfer it from my account to your account, and then it's going to show up in your wallet. But get there.
Yeah. Oh, you've already clicked.
I've clicked and it's just loading. It's just taking.
It's just loading up my $2,000 cash price. That's all.
You think it's that? You're that confident?
I'm so confident that I'm going to get it tonight.
I'm hoping. I'm hoping for you, lad. It would be wild if it was pulled this early. but we shall see. It's incredibly slow, the internet. And this can happen, by the way. OpenSea can be super slow.
Why is that?
Just it's trying to do a lot. Like, there's a lot that it's trying to pull together and display. And if there's a lot of activity, which there has been, it can be quite chunky.
Is that a concern of blockchain technology and OpenSea in general? That, like, if you'd click this on Web 2.0, we'd be in and away long ago.
Yeah, 100%. And, like, gas price is another thing that really needs to be upgraded a long time over time as well. So gas prices, essentially, you have to pay on Ethereum blockchain. It depends on, like, there's all different cryptos and different blockchains that you pay, but Ethereum is a really common one. Bitcoin, of course, is the cryptocurrency. But Ethereum, what makes Ethereum unique is you can use it on, you know, NFTs and transact on the blockchain with it. But it costs every time you costs you gas every time you transact and use, you know, essentially stamp something on the blockchain, on the ledger. And so that's another thing that they really need to work on and upgrade. I'm going to give this a refresh, bro. This is very slow for some reason. I have had this tab open for a while. Are you feeling lucky, lad?
Yeah, feeling so lucky.
Feeling so lucky. All right. We'll do another little... Which one are you feeling, lad?
Keep going. I reckon it was down a bit further. There he is. There he is. Yeah, that one. There he is.
All right, good. There we go.
Oh, now there we working. Go.
Cool. So this is one that you want?
Yep.
Beautiful. All right. So we're going to grab this one and we're going to transfer it. All right. You ready for this, lad? So we're going to paste in your destination.
Hit me.
You sure that's the right address? You good?
I'm all good.
Because once the items are sent, it cannot be addressed, cannot be recovered. You happy with that?
Yeah, happy with that.
All right. We're transferring it. It's going to ask me to sign. It's got me some... I'm going to put some gas on this, so it's costing me money to transfer it, but that's fine, mate.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but that's all good.
How much would it cost you to send that?
This one's it's minuscule because it's we're using this on the Polygon.
Like two cents or something like that? Or?
Oh, yeah, like cents, yeah.
Yeah,
hardly anything. All right, transfer is complete. Okay. So now we're just going to refresh some metadata.
Okay.
And see what you get. So essentially what it's doing now is it's gone through the blockchain. The contract's been signed. So now it's running its code. And now it's essentially going to reveal for you what your card is. So if we hit refresh metadata a few times, and that can take a 30 seconds, 60 seconds for it to come through. But essentially on your end as well, Das, it will pop up. But normally it will show up as a hidden. And this is a key point. It'll show up as hidden on your end. So if you refresh even on your side, Das. Oh.
Ah, oh, good.
You've got yourself an Opera, win free.
Nice.
In a nine. Not bad, lad. Not bad.
Yeah, good.
So that's two Operas out of the gate, straight up. Ready for another one?
Yeah, let's do it.
If you're looking for it, it's just WTD cards. Or you can just simply search, what's the deal? And you'll be able to see it. It should say, what's the deal, first edition. All right. First one's been revealed. Ready for another one?
I'd love a Leo. He's hot as.
Leo, super sick, yeah. All right, tell me when, lad.
Here you go. Here you go. Here you go. Get there. Push, stop.
This one?
Furthest to the left. Yeah, let's do that.
All right, this could be big. I'm going to transfer this one.
Yeah, if anyone else would like to transfer anything, there's my wallet code.
Yeah, perfect. We'll sign this one as well. Gas. Gonna make it on the market. Yeah, so we're talking like nothing. It's very, 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 very small in gas fees for this one, which is good. All right, transfers processing.
What would happen then if, because you like, you clicked go and then you found out the gas price. What if you click go and then you somehow find out the gas price is like $40 and you're like, oh man.
Oh, it refreshes quite quickly, but you do actually bid your gas price. So if it's on a really busy day, you actually have to bid a higher gas price to be able to go through on the blocks. So, because yeah. Essentially it's computing a lot to be able to put these on the blockchain. Nice. All right, let's see what you get for number two.
Give me a Jim Carrey or a Leo.
Dude, if you pull a secret rare like that, that'd be so sick.
Swifty
Tay and a 7. Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah.
Edges are a 10. Centering's 8. Surface 7. Corner's 6.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good, Swifty. All right.
Ready for another one?
What have I got? 3 more to go. Hey, I've got a username here to create for my OpenSea. Can I create it and then change it in the future and all of
yeah,
that?
You,
or how?
You can, yeah. Normally you can, yeah. All right, let's pick another one for you, lad. So you've done 2. You've got an Opera. You've got yourself a Swifty Tay. 3 more cards to go. What are we thinking here, lad?
All right. Here you go.
Right column.
Stop.
This is big. Darcy's first 5 NFTs of all time. I'm really hoping you get something big here, lad.
Yeah, it'd be good. Have Pokemon cards done this yet?
No. No, they haven't. Huge. It'd be so sick to see more trading cards and more other collectibles. But people are talking about houses going on as NFTs, like all sorts of stuff like that. Would be huge with it. Number 3, coming in hot. What are you thinking here, lad? You thinking it's going to be another...
A Richie Branson wouldn't go down too bad.
The Dick Branson?
There you go. I don't want the Don. I don't want him.
Oh! He's got Mr. 1000X and a Gem Mint 9.
There you go.
Not bad. Not bad.
Pretty good.
Got the collection here. There hasn't been too many duplicates. There's been 2 operas pulled so far. Which column are we thinking here, Das? Last 2, these are big hits, lad.
Yeah. You know what? Go scroll back up again a little bit. A
bit closer to the top, you're thinking.
There you go. Stop. And then that one. Yep.
This one here?
Yeah. Because the likelihood of that being another Opera Winfrey.
Well, who knows? Like, they're all scrambled, you see. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. But, like, come on.
You think so, yeah. It's kind of like that when you're at the blackjack table or the roulette table. Like,
exactly.
Can't be read again.
Yeah, there's all these biases at play psychologically.
This is huge. I really hope this works out well for you, lad.
Yeah, thank you.
I have a feeling this one could be great. I just have a feeling about it. No, this could be way off, but let's have a look here. Oh, he's done it. He's pulled himself a Leo.
Yes, he's got a Leo.
He's got there a Leo. Go. Look, it's only in a 7.
We're away.
You got a little bit of surface damage here. And, you know, look, it's not a perfect card. But, hey,
I don't care, but I got a Leo.
You've got yourself,
Leo shines.
You've got yourself a first edition Leo to finally. I'm jealous, lad. I think you'll legitimately get offers on this.
Yeah, he's real hot.
All right. Last one, lad. That's huge.
All right. Last one.
Last one.
Thank you for being a good business partner over these years.
Mm.
I'm going to let you pick.
No, I can't, because I want to make sure that no matter what,
even
if you pull on, like, I can't be.
Okay.
It's got to be completely random. It's got to be you telling me what to do.
All right. I'll pick the one that you wouldn't tell me to pick. give me 1 scroll.
In which column?
2nd from the left.
Yep.
One scroll. 1 big scroll. There you go. There you go. Right there.
That one?
Yep.
Okay. This is it. This is the last chance, Das. Otherwise, you got to just buy more boxes. it's not a bad marketing strategy, I tell you.
I'll take 4 more boxes.
How do I buy more? Here we go. This is Darcy's last card. And team, it's so exciting to actually have this fully out there. I can't wait to airdrop all those that have pre-ordered. Please go to wtdcards.com/pre-order if you're keen for a physical box of the game plus 5 NFTs. Once all of the pre-order airdrops have been given away, then the final, the remaining NFTs will be listed for sale at $20 each on OpenSea. And if you collect 5 NFTs or purchase 5 NFTs, that'll also unlock you and grant you an access to the first edition box of the actual game. So, and once the 999 are done, that's it. That's the first edition collection done and dusted. So. Keen for edition 2. Let's do it. Here it is.
Get there. Push. Be it.
You got.
Be the NFT.
Need some more refresh.
So if I go to my OpenSea, it'll be sitting in my wallet, is that right?
It should be there, yeah. Actually, I should be able to just go to it.
Collected.
Yep, and then there'll be one that says hidden. If you share your screen, I'll be able to show you. Go to your wallet, click your wallet on the far right. Yep. Yep, and then click your, actually go to the blue circle. Yep, go there, go to profile. Cool, go down a little bit for me. Go to more. Go hidden.
Here we are.
The final one still hasn't come through yet. It might be taking a little bit more on the blockchain.
That's right. It'll come through.
So you can, if you go through each of those and if you go through each of those and unhide them. So if you go that's unhide, yep. Yeah, you're done. And then you hit continue and you'll be done. And then we'll see where this last one is. Oh, he's got himself another Oprah Winfrey. You got a double up, lad, but in another 9. Love it.
Ripper. And that's us, lad.
That's us. Thank you, lad.
Ah, thanks for helping me set up. That's good.
You've officially got your first NFTs, and we're there.
Head to, what's the website, Steve?
WTDcards.com/pre-order or WTDcards.com. Thank you, Das. Well done.
Thank you, mate.